We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Hava Yosef B'Tanisa Kol Ma'ala Yomer D'Pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast the whole entire era of Pesach. So what's the pshat? So Gemara, Neima Kosov Rav Sheshes Samach L'Mincha G'day L'Tanan U'Mishom Pischuhu. We learned yesterday the Shaila about the Mishnah says he can't eat from Mincha and on. Shalom doesn't mean Mincha Katana, which means the later Zman Mincha, and that's because you want to eat the Matzah L'Tayavon or not Achila Gasa. Or it means from Chatzos you can't eat anymore because that's already Zman of the Pesach. He might miss the Pesach. So Rav Sheshes fasts the whole day. Maybe he holds like the Mandiyama holds that worry about missing the Karm Pesach. And he also holds that he can bring the Karm Pesach the whole day. Dilma Mimshach. Maybe he'll eat and he'll forget to make Karm Pesach. Who v'savol Yosef holds? K'od Amar Rav Yishaya, Amar Rav Elaza. Mach shehoi ben b'seira. B'seira was said it's kosher. Rav Pesach al Shach. Rav Asal Shmoy. That if you shecht Pesach on erev Pesach in the morning already, it's already kosher. Umetzafra zman pischu. And from the morning, it's zman Pesach already. The kuli yoyim b'chaz pischu, because the whole day is chaz Karm Pesach. Why? The savar, when it says in the pasuk that you have to shech the Karm Pesach bein harbayim on the 14th day of Nisan, bein harbayim means between the two evenings, which means from Eloisa Shachar to Shkia. That's between the evenings. Bein harbayim, an erev the esmol, erev the hidna. Yesterday's night and today's night. Between the two evenings, you could bring the Karm Pesach. So we have here Rav Sheshes who fasted the whole day. What could be pshat? So he said, it can be pshat, it's the matzah, because the matzah we said it's only for 9.5 hours you can't eat. So it must be because you're going to miss the Karm Pesach. The problem is Karm Pesach can't bring in the morning. So maybe Rav Sheshes holds like the man, the Yamba holds, you're giving Pesach the whole day. And therefore he didn't eat the whole day. Why not? Because you don't want to miss the Karm Pesach. And he holds kosher the whole day. Rashi and Tosafot both speak out, even though Rav Sheshes was a Meira, and there was no Karm Pesach anymore in his days. The Beis Mikdash was Charev already by then. But they speak out that he, since there was no Pesach, since in the days of the Karm Pesach, he wouldn't be able to eat the whole day according to him, according to the Shita right now. Therefore, even Zman Hazeh, he would fast also. That's both Tosfos and the Rashbam speak out. You can also learn a little different that he wants to practice when Mashiach comes. He didn't eat the whole day. But upon him, we want to water of Sheshes fast the whole day. So he said it must be, he holds that he could bring the Karm Pesach the whole day. So more Amri Loi. Maybe, no, it's not pshat. Shani Rav Sheshes, the Istin Sava, he was a very big Istinist, and if he ate anything that day, he already couldn't eat anymore. The Tom and Safra, if he ate something in the morning, immediately ordered to have Mahani Le Mechla. He couldn't eat anything at evening already. If he ate something in the morning, he didn't have such a big stomach, couldn't eat that much. If he ate a big meal in the morning, he wouldn't be able to eat in the evening anymore, and that's why he fasted the whole day. Now, Tosha speaks out, Lav Dafka, that he didn't eat like at all, it just, you know, he's fast. It just, he's watched himself from eating anything. He probably drank something. He's careful not to eat too much. Another pshat in Tosfos, there was a tainus, and therefore you should remember not to eat. And Tosfos brings down that the Bechairis were nagul l'sanis erev Pesach. Like it says in Masechta Seferim, that they fast on erev Pesach. And the Rishalmi Taka learns that was pshat Rav Sheshes, he was a Bechar, and that is why he fasted the whole erev Pesach. Well, Agamar learns the pshat is because he was an Istinus, and he wanted to eat matzah l'te'avon. But there is a Yishalmi, he learns that was out the Tainus Becheris, and it's brought down in Tosfos over here, not as a Pshat in Gemara, it just brings down, by the way, the Becheris fasted Erev Pesach, and the Mekar is from Masechta Seferim. So to Gemara Vayit. Now we're going to go a little bit into the Sugya of Haseba. The whole Sugya of Haseba is over here, a half almond. It said in the Mishnah, Afilu Oni should be Yisrael, lo yoicha ad sheyesev. Even an Oni be Yisrael should not eat until he leans. And Tosfos already spoke at the beginning of Perek that the Chiddush is, even if he doesn't have pillows and couches, he still has to do Haseba. Now, when do you have to do Haseba exactly? The Gemara is going to discuss this. Itma. We learned Matzah Tzorach Haseba. When you eat Matzah, you have to do it Behaseba. You have to lean when you eat Matzah, the Mitzvah Matzah. Maror ain't Tzorach Haseba. Maror does not need Haseba. Why? Because Matzah is Zeicha L'Cheiris. Maror is Zeicha Le'avdus. And therefore, Zeich Le'avdus, you don't lean in a derech eris. Therefore, Mar does not need Haseba. Yeah, what? It says Ein Tzarech. I'm saying, Mishom shouldn't, but it says Ein Tzarech, Haseba. Put it this way, if you do Haseba Mar, you're Yotze. No shall about it. So that means Ein Tzarech, Haseba. Yayin, what about the Dalad Kaisis, the four Kaisis? Itmar Meshmeid Rav Nachman Tzarech HaSeva. Rav Nachman says you need a Seva. Itmar Meshmeid Rav Nachman, a different gears of Rav Nachman is in Tzarech HaSeva. So, Chorot HaSira. More likely, it's not Shva. Ha Betarti Kasi Kamayim. Ha Betarti Kas Vesroi. One of them is talking about the first two Kaisis. And the other Rav Nachman is one of the second two Kaisis. Now, which one do you lean by? The first two or the second two? Amri Leila HaYisa. Some said this way, that the two Kaisis, the first two guys have to lean. Amri LaHaygisa, some said the second two guys have to lean. And Mark explains the Svaras. Amri LaHaygisa, some say this way, Trei Kasi Kamai, the first two Kaisis, Boi Laseb, you have to lean. Why? Hashtahu, the Kamas Chol HaCheris. In these two cups, he's saying the Haggadah, that's when the Cheris starts. Trei Kasi Masroi is after the Cheris already, Loi Boi Laseb, it might have a Hava, it's already past it. So there you don't need a seva. But Amri Lo, the other Svaras, LaHaygisa is the opposite. Ad Rabba, Trei Kasi Masroi, Boi Laseb, because he's Shaita, the Kahavya, Cheris. That is, at that time already, you are a Ben Chayim ready by the second two Kaisis. You are a Ben Chayim ready. Trei Kasi Kamai, in the process. Lai Boi Laseb, the Kati Avadim, you know, they were still Avadim, they went through the process, Kama. So what do you do? Lemaisa, we have a suffix over here. We're not sure. Which one do you lean by? The first two kaisis, second two kaisis. Hashad itmahalchi, itmahalchi. Now that we have two girsas, we're not sure. The halach is idi v'idi bo haseba. They both need haseba. That's what comes out. They both need haseba because we don't know what to do. And betzem, the Ran speaks about this, and he asks the lechayra, why isn't the whole din haseba lechayra dal kaisis lechayra dal kaisis lechayra is only the rabbanon, and if it's the rabbanon, so why don't you say suffik the rabbanon lekula? He says, break the round like this. Here we're doing lechumra. They both have to lean both. We say lekula always. And for the Ran, halcha kivin alav milsa tirchi yavdin alav chla milsa kach bereshis out. It's not a big deal. Just do it. That's one pshat. The second pshat is the sorry stick of pshat. Vali nira dal karchok lemebra seva kulu di nezel kulu. If you go lekula, amai nekel bahani tvei mahani. If you nekel b'tarvayu ha meikra mitzvahs haseva legamri. The Ran is saying like this, the only time you say something around the kula is, if not be oikar the whole mitzvah. But if you oikar the whole mitzvah, so then, the whole mitzvah of a seba by dal kaisis, then you don't say something around the kula. So that's the pshat. And legabi b'di'eved, we'll talk about it soon, after we finish the amved, we'll talk about what happens b'di'eved if you don't eat the matzah or drink the kaisis without a seba. Let's go vayit the first, what is a seba exactly? Praktan loy shmei haseba. Prakta means you lie on your back. Both the Rashbam and Toy speak this out. Even though prakta sometimes can mean lie on your stomach, that was no tzak. No one eats that way, Toy says. So prakta on your back, l'shmei haseva. Why not? So Rashbam says, because it's dangerous, because if you're on your back, it might choke. If you're lying down on your back, it's dangerous to eat like that. Another halacha, haseva simin l'shmei haseva. Haseva simin is not called haseva. Why not? So the Rashbam explains, because you have to eat with your right hand. And if you're leaning on your right side, you can't eat with your right hand. And the Gemara says another reason, we're learning that Pshat like the Rashbam, V'loi oid, Sebes is not good, El Shema yaktim kono leveshet, V'yovo des akono. If you lean on your right side, you might, the food might go down the wrong pipe, because he says the veshet is on the right side, so if you lean on the right side, the food might go the wrong side, and therefore it's sakono. So the Gemara is saying two reasons why you can't lie, lean on your right side. First of all, because b'yamino tzarech lecho, you have to eat your right hand. Also, because it's a sakana. So therefore, the Ramah speaks out, what about a lefty? Does a lefty also lean on a right side, on the left side, or he leans on the right side? Because that's chayra, it depends on the two reasons. The feeder reason of the Rashbam, first reason of the Gemara, that you eat with your right hand. So if you're a lefty, you're left hand, you can't lean on your left side, you have to lean on your right side. But if you're the second reason of Shema Yakim Kana Leveshet, so then even by a lefty, it has the same halacha. So the Ramah Paskins, Lemaisa, that a lefty does the same thing that the righty does. He leans on his left side. And the reason is, because, like the Mishmaru explains, because Chamira Sekanta Mi'isura, and therefore, because that's the main reason, therefore, Al Chamira Sekanta Guru, that will become the Ikar reason. Even a lefty shall lean on his left side. That's the halacha in the Ramah that brings down in Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ein chilek, this is Tof Ayin Beis, Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, says, K'shomeisiv lo yata al gaboy v'lo yaponov v'lo yaminoy el al smayla, his left hand, and Zokter Ramah, ve'ein chilek bein itter la'acher. There's no chilek between the itter and la'acher, and the Mishbrus speaks out, what about a lady eats a baila? Does not need a seba. Why not? The reason is because two reasons. Either because Amos baila, because she's in awe of her husband, and therefore she's not comfortable spreading out like that, like, you know, leaning like that. Number two reasons from the shultis, that's not a derech of an isha to be mesiv, to lean. When isha chashuvi tzricha seva, she's a chashuvi isha, then she's a seva. Either reason, because if it's awe of her husband, if she's a chashuvi lady, she's not so much in awe and she could lean. And if she's a isha chashuvi, it's derech for her to lean also. Ben eitzel ava by a seva. Lach is a ben eitzel, his father also needs has seva. And we don't say that it's not covered. What about Talmud? It's a rabbi. There's a bigger than Meira by a rabbi. So what about Talmud? It's a rabbi. Is he leaning out? Toshima. Omar Abaye. Ki havina beima. When we were learning by rabbi, zaginon, we leaned, abirke da'adod, we leaned on each other's knees. Ki asinu by Rav Yosef. First, Rashi was rabbi, and then Rav Yosef, like the Gemara says. In a few places, that in the Brachos, I think it is, that rabbi and Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef succeeded rabbi as Rashi. So ki asinu by Rav Yosef, they came to Rav Yosef, you don't have to lean, because you don't have to lean. And what's pshat in Rabba? Because Rabba was Michael. And this brings down Tof Ayin Beis Sifhei, that a Rabbi can be Michael. And the Raya is from this Gemara, where Rabba allowed his Talmidim to lean, because he could be Michael. He could tell him, you know, I'm Makbid, you can be lean. It says in the Braisa, it says in the Braisa that a person is meisiv by everyone's suda, even Talmud eats a rabbi. So you see, Klar, Talmud's rabbi is chayv and a seba. And for the Gemara, it's not the way Talmud the rabbi teaches him Torah. Kitan yehi b'shulya the nagri. It's not my apprentice. The apprentice who's learning a trade by his rabbi, by a teacher, then, of course, there's no din ema, no din mayer rabbi chal k'mayer shemayim, and there they're chayv in haseba. Iboyaluhu, shayla zazay, shamishmai. What about a waiter, the butler? Does he have to lean or not? While he's leaning yotzah, he's yotzah the mitzvah. Mashma meisiv in, if he leans in, lo yotzah loy. Shema mino, you see from here, boy yeh seba, butler needs a seba. Shema mino, you don't say that he's in awe of his master, and he, of course, has to do a seba. Zok de Rosh, what do you see from this Gemara? That if you don't do a seba, you're not yotzah. It says meisiv in, lo yotzah loy, you're not yotzah, mashma. Ochal kazai is mashu meisiv yotzah. So Rosh Medayik Mir, that matzah for sure, if you don't eat matzah by a seba, you have to do it over. Tosfos brings down, in Divrei Masechta Kulu, what about the Dal Kaisis? If you forgot to do a seba, what you do, drink again or not? Because it's a big shaila, on the third kaisis, now I drink extra kaisis. So how do you drink another kaisis and do a seba, now I drink extra kaisis? So Tosfos applies by a suffix. In Halacha, we paskin, taka matzah you have to do again if you didn't do it. But there is a shitas haravyah that's brought down. The ravyah holds with vanazeh, there's no such thing as a seba, because we don't eat like that. And therefore we use it as a tziruv sometimes. So Dr. Ramah, in Tof Ayin Beis Siv Zayin, the yesh oimrin the vanazeh, so first we'll start the mechav. It says, kol mishu tzarech haseba, anything needs a seba, im ochal ishosav le haseba, lo yotze, not yotze, v'tzarech lachzer lechav lishus b'haseba. You have to eat again b'haseba. So now from the mechav, say matzah, say dal kaisis, you have to eat again. Zokter Mav, yes, I mean, Zvanazed, ain't Derek Lahosev, Gedahu Rav Yah, Lismach Lav, Shabdev Yah for a Sabah. Since Zvanazed, it's not Derek a Sabah, but the Evity Kusamachadem. But nearly Zokter Mav, in Loishos a Kushlishi or Via Beseba, if the third or fourth Kush you didn't drink Beseba, in lax delicious Beseba. The Yeshbach Shash and Nira Kamais Vala Kaisis, it might look like you're adding on to the Kaisis. Ava Snake Kaisis Rishonis, Yachsav Yishta Blay Bracha. You should drink it again, Blay Bracha. Mishbrua handles big shot to make new Bracha because you weren't planning on drinking wine. Ayin Shom. This is Vechei Mechilas Matzah. Also, you have to repeat it. L'chatchila Yesiv Kol HaSuda. And the Ramah ends off with the Shittas HaRambam that says, L'chatchila Yishim Yesiv the whole Suda. We should do a Seba on all the things you eat. And the Mepharshim speak out besides for Halel and for the Brachas. But there is an Indian to be Yesiv the whole Suda. And Al Zderach Eris to have the Ha'a Seba.